Psalm 66, beginning in verse 16. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. Verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me, and He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. In these verses, the psalmist is proclaiming the majesty of God, and the psalmist is testifying of the blessings that he has received from the hand of God. The previous verses of this chapter speak of God's deliverance for the psalmist in times of trouble and demonstrates the gratitude that the psalmist indeed does have for his Creator. The psalmist beckons to those who love God and are willing to subject themselves to His law in verse 16. He cries in verse 17, a humble petition, and follows that call with praise from his tongue. The word extol in that verse means to praise. In verse 18, we see the conditionality of God's mercy and His favor. If an individual holds their sin in high regard, we see from this verse, then God will not hear the cry of that person, nor will God give heed to their petition. But rather God's ear will be turned away from that individual, that person having loved worldly pleasures more than the commendation of Almighty God. In verse 19, certainly God has heard. In verse 19, we see that the psalmist's petition has been heeded by God. So the very fact that God indeed has heard the prayer really is a good indication of the penitent spirit of the psalmist. And God has indeed responded to their prayer. In verse 20, this is a beautiful conclusion to the chapter. It says, blessed God, or blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. When God hears us as we submit ourselves to His law, then God is willing and He is eager to grant us mercy. The psalmist here is unbelievably grateful for the mercy that he has received from his Creator. We should be as well. We should be thankful to God as well, as we obey Him and as we humble ourselves unto His cause.